Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how higher ego flexibility contributes to difficulty in coping with life's stressors and stress. This involves the inevitable stressors that come with daily life that can often build up over time to become the stress that we experience. Stressors that involve work-related pressure and responsibilities, relationship-related stress involving our spouse or partner, children, siblings, parents, friends, and coworkers, financial stressors involving bills and making ends meet, something that many people were having to do on a paycheck-to-paycheck basis, broader social stressors involving what's going on in society, health-related stressors involving sickness, and possibly becoming physically, mentally, or emotionally disabled. Unfortunately, stressors and stress can have a very powerful negative impact on our physical health and our mental health if we fail to manage them. And that's why I consider this to be one of the 10 key life areas that we're all called on to manage. Research on heart disease, cancer, mental illness, and suicide clearly demonstrates the link to a lower quality of life, our mortality, and failing to live up to a normal life expectancy. Contributing to the management difficulties are ego energy issues involving power, flexibility, or vulnerability that often lead into the mismanagement of stressors and stress, but in different ways for different people, often making things worse, not better, which I'll be looking at this and my other programs that are focused specifically on a particular imbalanced ego energy and its impact on stress and the mismanagement of it. Mismanagement that is often unrecognized due to the blinding effect of unhealthy ego energy in seeing what's really happening. What's really going on? Mismanagement that's happening even though the person under stress is an intelligent, spiritual, and mentally stable person. Unfortunately for those with higher ego flexibility, the focus of our program today, they often approach stressors and stress with an overly receptive and flexible approach to understanding and managing them. An approach that emphasizes listening a great deal to what others are telling them about how to deal with life's stressors. An approach that is often naive and filled with gullibility, in which one fails to consider the source and whether they are coming from a place in which their intentions are genuine and whether they possess the needed knowledge and experience to help them work with life's stressors in the best possible ways. They are often overestimating what others have to offer to them and underestimating what they have to offer to themselves, leading them in the direction of being the blind following the blind. they often think the truth is something that resides in others and not within themselves. This happens even though they are smart, spiritual, and mentally stable people. Somewhere along the path of their life, they learned that it was more important to listen to and trust others than it is to listen to and trust themselves. They look for leaders to follow and have a difficult time following themselves, becoming their leader. They fail to realize that a real leader would guide them towards being able to follow themselves and not the leader they are listening to. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with our family, friends, and coworkers, even with ourselves, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity, rooted in ego energy, impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, to recognize the service in what we are doing in our life, and to experience a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity, affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore, leading many to avoid inconvenient truths. These are truths we need to hear, even though we may not want to hear them. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness, being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity, impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. In short, impacting our ability to be our divinity in our daily life. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence or the absence of spirituality or mental instability. It has a lot more to do with our ego energy serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, my books, and my shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During today's show, we're going to be looking at the impact that higher ego flexibility has on the way a person copes, or more accurately, fails to cope, with the stressors and stress that makes its appearance in their life. As a quick review, people with higher ego flexibility are experiencing an impaired ability to adjust and to adapt their thinking, which in the confines of today's program focusing on our ability to manage stressors and stress. Due to their openness and flexibility, they have a difficult time telling the difference between good information about managing stress, which is reality-based, and bad information that is non-reality-based. Due to their openness and flexibility, they have a difficult time telling the difference between the right people to listen to and the wrong people to listen to. Due to their openness and flexibility, they have a difficult time knowing when they should be listening to themselves. A lot of times their openness and flexibility is being motivated by needs for acceptance, belonging, trust, and respect that they've been having difficulty receiving, particularly from within their family. And this creates a desperation to receive these powerful psychological rewards. These are rewards we all want and need in exchange for listening to and following others. So it's like a hidden contract is going on in which the higher ego flexibility person emphasizes listening to others and following them in exchange for getting these powerful rewards. Now, applying this approach to COVID-19, which is the greatest collective stressor we have faced in our lifetime, touching upon many areas of stress such as finances, employment, relationships, and health, these are the persons, that is, people with higher ego flexibility, who listen a lot to what others tell them to think about COVID, including whether it's real or a hoax. Thinking that highly researched and safe vaccines are dangerous and bad for them. Thinking that can have them buying into outlandish conspiracy theories, despite the incredible amount of death and sickness from COVID that was being shown to them. Despite being intelligent, spiritual, and mentally stable people, they've had difficulty seeing their way to fully appreciate the dangers of COVID-19, despite their being incredibly apparent to most of us. Ego stupidity explains why this is happening. This is probably one of the best examples of what I'm saying about ego energy and its powerful impact on our ability to deal with reality. People with higher ego flexibility aren't good at realizing what they do know. And therefore aren't good at trying to make use of it. Their unhealthy, imbalanced, higher ego flexibility is often leading them to misinformed ways of thinking, feeling, and behaving in response to the stressors and stress they are confronting. Unfortunately, their body is often having to absorb the stress that is not being managed properly when they are getting bad information from the wrong people, often resulting in elevated levels of stress hormones over time, which damage the heart muscle and the coronary arteries, leading to increased levels of inflammation and buildup of blockages, which are the precursors of heart disease, heart attacks, and early death. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people who do experience these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet. And every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the adult child, the cultist, the loyalist, and the puppet that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms which indicate if a higher ego flexibility voice, that is the mixture of your ego energy within your mind, is talking to and through you in your life when confronted with stressors and stress. And here is the first one. You listen to the wrong people when asking for help in dealing with work, financial, relationship, and family-related stressors. People with higher ego flexibility are easily taken in by people who pose as experts. I would call them phony experts because they lack a lot of the expertise needed to be talking about what they're talking about. Here are some questions connected to the symptom. How impressed are you by famous people just because they're famous? And these can be athletes, these can be artists, these can be politicians. And just because they're famous, you're impacted by what they have to say. Do you take what people say at face value and fail to consider the background that they have to say it? You know, taking a closer look at who they are and what they're saying. Do you consider hidden or secondary agendas that can be at work? These are the things that may be influencing why other people are saying what they are saying, but you're not looking at it. Or do you have difficulty realizing that people may not be all they seem to be? Again, this whole idea of being taken in by gullibility and naivete and not realizing that there may be lots of hidden things going on for this person that you're listening intensely to. So when you think of these questions and the symptom, does this sound familiar to you? I'm going to go on to our next symptom. You allow people to normalize your stress. Normalizing your stress, telling your stress symptoms, telling you that these things are normal, they're okay, and they often can lead you to underreact when maybe you should be reacting. More so, people with higher flexibility are at risk of being told things that are okay when they're not, in a way, making the abnormal into the normal. So maybe you're experiencing longer-term symptoms, headaches, stomach problems, other things that are just reflecting issues that maybe need to be looked at more closely. Here are some questions to think about in regards to this particular symptom of underreacting. Do you seek out false reassurance, meaning you're wanting to hear from people who will tell you everything's okay, even though it may not be okay? Do you ignore your intuition or your inner voice? You know, sometimes there's a part of us that's trying to talk to us. It's us, but we're overlooking it. We're ignoring it in favor of the egoic voice that's coming through. And also, do you take comfort in being told what you want to hear? Again, and not wanting to deal with what I've referred to as inconvenient truths. So you're taking comfort in hearing what you want to hear and avoiding what you need to hear. So when you think of these particular questions and the symptom, does that sound familiar to you? I'm going to talk about one more symptom before we take our first break, which is just the opposite of what I just mentioned. You can allow people to abnormalize your stress symptoms, maybe making them out to be far worse than they are. People with higher ego flexibility are at risk of listening too much to intense messages, which can make normal stress reactions out to be abnormal. We all are going to experience stress symptoms. The question is when do they cross from being what are normal to being abnormal? And for some, they listen too much to people who may abnormalize their stress symptoms. So do you listen too well to doomsayers? You know, people who are on the dark side of things. Or do you get help sooner than you need it? Meaning that you experience a symptom for a brief period of time and all of a sudden you're being told you should go look into it when it maybe needs time to resolve itself. And do you get in the way of your body's natural healing capacity? You know, our bodies are 3 million years in development and they have a way of knowing what to do or not to do in response in the shorter term and giving our bodies a chance to react in ways that can be helpful to us. When you think of these particular questions and the symptoms, they sound familiar to you. We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we're going to be taking a look at reflections of ego stupidity when dealing with lower or higher ego flexibility and our working with stress and stressors. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a higher ego flexibility person's difficulties in dealing with life's stressors and stress. Some of these may seem weird or strange or wrong or inappropriate, but that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with higher ego flexibility, it is often leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, affecting their ability to cope with life's stressors and stress because of their higher ego flexibility. And it can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things that they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal when being confronted with stressors and stress. And like the symptoms, they become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter or lens that the higher ego flexibility person is looking at through to see their life, to see what's taking place in dealing with stressors and stress that are taking place in their life. They're intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people. But again, they've been caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, higher ego flexibility energy. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy that is leading them to the symptoms and the ego stupidity they are experiencing. Doing this with the use of ego medicine, consisting of knowing what ego is and isn't, that's the first contributor, coming to understand that ego is an energy at work in their life, and also coming to understand that ego is not a thing that contains an intellect, it doesn't have an ability to think, it doesn't think for you, you do the thinking, but your thinking is being affected by the nature of this energy that is filtering into your mind. And to also understand that ego does not have an intentional quality. It doesn't have an intellect upon which to build intentions. It doesn't have an awareness of you, or it doesn't have an awareness of God. It doesn't have an awareness of even itself. And I mention this because so much writing has been written or put forth about those notions of ego having an intellect and thinking and having an intentional quality, none of which is accurate. None of it's true. Another contributor to our ego medicine is being able to tune into our own ego energy, getting a handle of how much ego power, flexibility, and vulnerability is operating within your ego energy. This is something that you cannot do on your own because this is a new territory, so to speak. But my books, my website, and these podcasts are intended to help you with that tuning into process. And then the final contributor to ego medicine is replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created. Again, ego did not create them. We did. And replacing them with those which are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. And the next part of our program is going to deal with this third contributor to ego medicine that involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality. These are the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with higher ego flexibility often bring into their efforts to cope with life's stressors and stress. And here is the first one. People wouldn't mislead me or give me bad advice about how to handle stressors and stress. Again, people wouldn't mislead me or give me bad advice about how to handle life's stressors and stress. That is a non-reality-based thought. It's non-reality-based because many people with ego energy issues can be giving us bad advice, but they don't realize it. They don't know. And I talk further about this regarding people who have power issues or people that have ego flexibility issues or people with ego vulnerability issues and how these can affect what their need is to exert influence over us in ways that they aren't even aware of. This is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that often begins to happen. That includes the notion that what works for them will work for me. This idea that I can make use of what other people's ideas and approaches are, they will always work for me. Well, the reality is that there are lots of nuances and parts of life that are lived in the gray, so to speak, that make this almost an apples and oranges comparison, that it may look the same, but not necessarily be the same. So it's important to have an ability to question about the strategies people give us. Another reflection of ego stupidity, that older, more experienced people always know what they're talking about. Older, more experienced people always know what they're talking about. Again, that's a non-reality-based thought because sometimes older people know less rather than more, particularly about a world and a life situation that's changing for many people in the current life. So their solutions can often be connected to how they dealt with things in the past rather than the circumstances of the present. So that makes it a non-reality-based thought that people may experience. So be careful about getting guidance from older people because they may be locking on to their own views of things. Another non-reality-based thought, helpful people are trying to help me. You know, people who appear to be helpful are trying to help me. Well, that may not be true. Not always. Sometimes people are more into helping themselves. Again, it may meet a need to feel important or significant or influential that's really going on in one's efforts to help us. So we have to be careful with that. When your higher ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that not all people can be trusted to be acting in our best interests, even if their intentions seem good. But until then, when you're thinking that people wouldn't mislead you or give you bad advice about how to handle life stressors and stress and all the rest of what I've just shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Here is the next reflection of ego stupidity. The people I'm listening to on TV, on the internet, or in person always know what they're talking about in handling life's stressors. Again, listening to other people, whether it's on television, internet, or in person, may always know what they're talking about. Well, people with higher ego flexibility are at greater risk to be impressed by famous people They can be actors and athletes and politicians or others with notoriety. There's this presumption that for some reason they have a greater ability to lead us to the truth because they're famous. And the advertising industry, for example, loves to use these people to sell relief from financial, health, or family stressors. Sometimes it's a form of escapism. But the point is, again, that be careful with who you're being influenced by and whether they have the ability to do that. This is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that also happens. It's okay to let famous or successful people think for me. This is something that many people don't realize, but oftentimes people, particularly those with higher ego flexibility, don't realize it, but you've just let other people think for you. If you're failing to scrutinize and examine people more deeply for what they're telling you, then really you're letting them think for you. You just think you're thinking for yourself, but you're not really thinking for yourself. They are thinking for you. Another reflection of ego stupidity connected to this: I'm better off letting others think for me than thinking for myself. A lot of times people with higher ego flexibility feel more secure in letting others take the reins, so to speak, in their life and to think for them. Maybe they have an ultra amount of respect or those psychological rewards that I mentioned earlier about acceptance, belonging, trust, are part of the important needs they get met through exchanging control over their thoughts. Another thought is that sometimes people think they're thinking their own thoughts when actually they're thinking someone else's thoughts. This has come to light in some a term that's being used called foxitis, in which people who are intense listeners to this program may depend, and people particularly who were caught up in the insurrection on January the 6th, who are trying to defend themselves by suggesting that the charges of sedition are not accurate for them because they were only listening to what they were being told to think from this programming. Same way they were seduced by social media, and that's become their explanation for why they did what they did, which I don't think is going to work well in a court of law, because we're all responsible for our own actions and our own thoughts. When your higher ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that famous, successful people or people with notoriety does not ensure getting the truth. But until then, when you're thinking that and all of the rest, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to mention one more reflection of ego stupidity, which is that the more conviction that a person has for what they're talking about, the more truth they're giving us. People with higher flexibility are easily impressed by people who are speaking with conviction, and they can often equate it with truth. And so this is ego stupidity that lends itself to additional ego stupidity, and that includes that the more often people say something, the more true it is. So getting subjected to repetitious thought about certain ideas or beliefs about handling things, particularly regarding stress, makes it true. It doesn't, but that's what people think with higher ego flexibility. Also, the louder people say something, the more true it is. So if they're yelling or screaming at us, then that somehow it makes it true. And also that people who really believe in what they are telling me wouldn't be wrong or lie to me. So that, again, that's that conviction at work. Intensity of their words make it seem like that's really accurate. When your higher ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that conviction can often be a smokescreen for what people really don't know or may be lying about. But until then, when you're thinking that and all of the rest, that's your ego making you stupid. We're going to go on now to some specific insights connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. They are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty in dealing with stressors and stress for those experiencing higher ego flexibility. These insights are intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties. And here's the first one. Your higher ego flexibility voice, that infiltration of your mind with your higher ego flexibility energy, is leading you towards and into finding the wrong people to deal with life's stressors and stress. It's weakening your ability to consider secondary agendas that may be at work. What's going on? Why are people telling you what they're telling you and even thinking about it? It's weakening your ability to question the background and experience of the people you're listening to. Again, taking them at face value due to naivete and gullibility. And it's leading you to treat good intentions alone as the basis for listening to people's advice. Again, something I shared with you that a lot of times people with good intentions don't always know what they're talking about. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Here's our next insight. Your higher flexibility voice, that infiltration of your mind with your higher ego flexibility energy, is preventing you from exercising the necessary caution and questioning the advice that you're being given. It's preventing you from engaging in the necessary questioning and the second guessing of what you're being told, which is actually quite healthy for us to do. It's leading you to be too naive, gullible, and easily taken in. And it's also leading to your being an easily target for mental manipulation of your ideas and thoughts by people who can sense your naivete and gullibility. It's almost as if they can, quote, smell it in you. It's leading you to be a target for those who can sense your psychological needs for acceptance, needs for respect, the need for trust, and the need for belonging. People can sense that about people with higher ego flexibility and offer them, in their way of thinking about things, answers that may not be truly be answers. When you awaken or are more conscious of your higher ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to share one more insight before we go to our second break. Your higher ego flexibility voice is leading you to be seduced by the techniques of conviction and repetition to believe what you're being told and how to cope with stressors and stress, something we talked about earlier, conviction. It's leading you to equate the intensity of what someone is saying as truth. So how intensely, they say something is coming through as being valid, as being truthful, when it often is not. And it's leading you to equate the frequency of what someone is saying as truth. This reminds me of saturation marketing, where they say it over and over and over until someone buys something mentally, about truth being connected to it because it's being said so often. However, the more often something is being said doesn't necessarily make it truthful. Also, it's leading you to turn off your mind and to turn it over to others so that they can give you the truth that you think you don't know. Again, it's leading you to turn off your mind. You're not really thinking for yourself. That's what your higher ego flexibility energy is doing. When you awaken and you are more conscious of this energy, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how higher ego flexibility can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to coping with stressors and stress. We're looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, which is actually the disconnection taking place between our humanity and our divinity. The disconnection from the God within each of our being, which is one of the four divine gifts that we all have been given. The gift of God within that makes it possible for all of us to exist, to live. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is, within our thoughts, words, and deeds, when ego is getting in the way of working with the stressors and stress taking place in our life. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher ego flexibility who are failing to be their divinity when stressors and stress have gotten the better of them. We'll start with ego's impact on being the love God is when dealing with life's stress. People with higher ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when too much openness and flexibility weakens their efforts to manage stressors and stress with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love, with the use of their own mind, resting on its own truth. Your divinity involves working with a healthily flexible mind, resting on its own truth, in order to manage the inevitable stressors taking place in your life. When your higher ego flexibility and an overly flexible mind, resting on the faulty beliefs of others, prevents you from lovingly working with all of the stress that life will bring forth, using your own mind when needed, you're not able to be the unconditional love God is in managing these important life challenges. We must bring unconditional love, allowing for a healthily flexible mind to our efforts to manage life stressors. It can allow us to learn what we must learn, from whom we must learn it, be it ourselves or others, in order to manage and heal from life's stressors. When your higher ego flexibility and an overly flexible mind resting on the faulty beliefs of others weakens meeting and embracing life's stressors with love, emphasizing the use of your own mind when needed, you're not able to be the connective love God is. We must be lovingly connected to life stressors with the use of our own mind, resting on its own truth, as well as others when needed, that can lead us to learn what must be learned and from whom it must be learned in order to manage and heal from our life's stress. When your higher flexibility and an overly flexible mind resting on the beliefs of others are burdening you with the absence of love in working with the stress you're under, using your own mind, resting on its own truth when needed, you're not able to be the unburdened love God is. We must know, accept, and manage life's stress with a healthily flexible mind resting on its own truth and freely flowing love with which to use it. In order to learn from, manage, and heal the stress life is bringing. When your higher flexibility and an overly flexible mind, resting on the faulty beliefs of others, are limiting the amount of love that you can bring to working to understand and manage stressors using your own mind, you're not able to be the unlimited love God is. The embrace of our mind, resting on its own truth, with unlimited love, will open the door to learning what is unknown from within and from others in order to manage and heal the stress we are feeling. When ego is getting in the way, and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, or less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Next, we're going to talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is when dealing with our stress. People with higher flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well. When an overly flexible mind, resting on the faulty beliefs of others, is leading them to dishonor and disrespect when they can be of service in helping themselves to better know the sources and solutions to life stressors. Your divinity involves welcoming, honoring, and respecting the service you can render to yourself within this understanding, so that you can work with and heal what has been brought forth by the stressors and stress life is giving to you. When your higher flexibility and an overly flexible mind resting on the faulty beliefs of others are leading you to dishonor and disrespect yourself in working with stress, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of ourselves with a healthily flexible mind resting on its own truth will bring us to work with honor and respect in learning from ourselves what must be learned and healing from the stress we are under. When your higher ego flexibility and an overly flexible mind are leading you to dishonor and disrespect your right to respectfully question others in the perceptions of the causes leading to your stress, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of ourselves with a healthily flexible mind resting on truth will allow us to honor and respect our ability to question the causes of our stress that are being shown to us by others. When your higher ego flexibility and an overly flexible mind are leading you to dishonor and disrespect your right to question the solutions others are offering to manage your stress, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of ourselves with a healthily flexible mind to resting on truth will allow us to question the solutions to our stress that we are being shown by others. When ego is getting in the way, and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity, in which any stressor and stress can be managed and healed. Last, we're going to be looking at the energy God is and ego's impact on it when dealing with the stress life will bring to us. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy that's been designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with higher ego flexibility and an overly flexible mind resting on the faulty beliefs of others have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to manage stressors within the light of truth and understanding that can be found when they are not being blinded by a diminished sense of their ability to use their mind, resting on its truth, in working with the stress they are under. Your divinity involves healing and transformation, in which you are willing to work with and manage life's stress by seeking the truth and understanding that can be found within us when it is not being obscured by the presence of an overly flexible mind resting on the faulty beliefs of others. It involves healing and transformation, in which you are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding about your stress that is unencumbered by looking mainly without rather than within when working to understand and heal our stress. When higher ego flexibility and an overly flexible mind resting on the faulty beliefs of others is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding why you are under stress, you're not being the energy God is and working with it. The decreasing of our flexibility will open the door to deeper truth and understanding of the sources and the contributors to the stress taking place in our life, and the ability to look within when necessary in order to find the answers we seek. When higher ego flexibility and an overly flexible mind resting on the faulty beliefs of others is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about the limitations of others in managing the stress occurring in your life, you're not being the energy God is. The decreasing of our openness and flexibility will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of their limitations that can stand in the way of bringing about any healing which is needed by ourselves and others in dealing with life stress. When higher ego flexibility and an overly flexible mind resting on the faulty beliefs of others is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about your ability to serve yourself, you're not being the energy God is. The decreasing of our flexibility will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of who can be our servants, be it ourselves or others, with the wisdom being offered in delivering us from the stress we are under. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. This is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on higher ego flexibility and the difficulties it poses in working with life stressors and stress, give some thought to the symptoms, the ego stupidity, the insights, and the spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info. Which can help you to know when you're truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed, in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual because you already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.